The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, April the 8th. We've got one guest today, a good friend of mine, Andrea Shelton, City of Columbia. Good to have you here.
Great to be back.
The month of April is one busy month for you, isn't it?
It is really like Earth Month.
You know, I like that, Earth Month.
I do outreach and education for the city's recycling programs, waste reduction issues, so April gets crazy.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Well, okay, before we go any further, though, I got to ask you a question. Our audio guy, Pat Akers, wanted to know, where can he take used batteries? You don't want to put batteries in the landfill,
right? You don't want to do that. We actually have, you know, coming up, our household has this waste collection. It'll be the second one of the season because they start in April. They're first and third Saturdays every April through November.
The first and third Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. So okay. The next one coming up will be April 19th.
Yeah, you had one last week.
Yeah, we had one last Saturday.
How did that go?
Oh, it went really well. The first one of the season is always really one of the big ones because everybody's been saving
it.
Yeah,
all weekend. Yeah. So the things that you can take in at hazardous household waste is used motor oil.
Motor oil, batteries, even car batteries, not just the small batteries, rechargeable batteries. Paint is, of course, the most popular item because we take the paint, reconstitute it, mix it up, make all these great colors, and you can come in that next Monday afternoon and get some free paint, a free 5-gallon bucket of paint.
Oh, so what you do is... Is there any rhyme or reason as to the colors that you mix together, or do you just mix and whatever comes out, comes out?
We try to make them the most similar. Like if we get some purple and lavender, and we'll, you know, that'll all go in one container. If we get some yellow, so they're, you know, it's similar colors, but it's not going to be perfect. It's some interesting colors.
And you will never be able to mix that color again.
No, it's a custom color.
Right. When like, people come in to get that free paint, is there a little swatch that they can see what it looks like?
Yes, there's actually a color swatch on the top. Where the color is put on the top, and they can choose whichever color they like.
Okay. So where does this all this happen?
1313 Lakeview Avenue at the Grissom Building. It's right behind the Empire Roller Rink.
Okay. And, you know, by the power plant.
Right next door to the power plant.
Right.
And it's a drive-through service, so it's, like, super easy to come in and out of as far as dropping your stuff off. And then when you come and pick up the paint, it's a really, really easy.
I've used it as far as dropping things off many times. And you just come in and... Yeah. Friendly people come
My
to your
volunteers,
car, and they welcome you and ask you what you've got. They take notes, and then you drive on, and they even unload it for you.
Yes, we prefer that people not get out of their car. You know, of course, they sometimes people come through and they're smoking cigarettes, but you're going into an area that has household hazardous waste.
So you don't want to be So, you know what? Don't smoke when you go to household hazardous waste.
We ask people to leave their pets at home. We've gotten occasions where you're reaching into a car to get something out and the dog might bite you because you're in this territory. So we ask people not to bring their pets to household hazardous waste also.
Oh.
That's happened.
Oh, so, I never thought of that.
Yeah, so the volunteers up front are really the first line of defense for the guys that work in the back. We want to make sure that they stay safe. So we make sure that, you know, the pet has been removed from the vehicle or the person's not smoking or whatnot. But the volunteers really create that first line of defense. And we always need volunteers for the event as well.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what else then have you got going on?
Our big thing coming up is Clean Up Columbia. Mm-hmm. That is April 12th. And if anybody's not familiar with Clean Up Columbia, it is our one-time annual event where our citizens from all over Columbia come together to do litter control for the city of Columbia.
And what are you asking of people at that point?
You know, call us at 874-6271 to register or go online to www.GoColumbiaMo and register. And then we'll assign you a location. And just depending on that particular location, you know, we'll provide you with gloves, vests, bags, everything that you need to complete your cleanup. And, I mean, this is hundreds of people all over the city.
Oh,
We've done this for years, and
so
it's a really great
how
event.
Many- tons of trash do you pick up?
You know, I don't know the number of the tons of trash, but we will weigh, so I have to come back and tell you what the results are.
Oh, yeah, well, you're always welcome to come back.
Yeah, but we already have hundreds of people already signed up, so it's a really, really great event, and it's really just designed to keep our city clean.
Yeah, and then Earth Day is coming up.
Earth Day is April 27th. It's on a Sunday. And, of course, everybody loves Earth Day. I mean, we'll have thousands of people out at Earth Day. We have a booth, you know, teaching people how to live a more sustainable lifestyle on Eco Avenue. The city does, but, you know, there are many other booths there as well.
What is Eco Avenue?
Eco Avenue is like they name all the different streets during Earth Day.
Yeah.
And so one of the streets is Volunteer Way. And so we'll have a booth over there recruiting volunteers. Another street is Eco Avenue. All the booths on Eco Avenue are going to teach people how to live a more sustainable lifestyle. We have the children's area, and so we're teaching kids about recycling through fun games and art and different stuff like that.
Okay. So the whole month of April is one big Earth month.
It is one big Earth month, exactly. Yeah.
When you look at this, what do you feel is the most important event? Are they all?
I think they're all equally as important, but the thing to remember is we are just trying to teach people how to live a more sustainable lifestyle in the most small way, the smallest way possible, and to try to make that become a habit. Mm-hmm. Whatever that one thing is that you choose to do, I'm going to start to recycle. I am going to start to make sure there's little control in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then lead from where you are and educate other citizens about recycling, about waste reduction.
Yeah, and it's so easy to do.
It really is. It's really easy.
Recycling is so very easy if you just put your mind to it. And then when you think about it, you say, you know what? I am doing something good for the environment. Because this is the only world
that we have. Yeah.
And
we better take care of it while we can.
We're doing a pretty good job of messing it up. Hopefully we can turn things around.
Yes, we do an okay job in Columbia of recycling. Only probably about 35% of single family households in Columbia recycle.
Only 35%?
Through the curbside recycling program. That's a pretty accurate number. So we can do better. We can do much better. You know, also we have a compost class coming up on April 22nd.
Okay, tell me about the compost class.
Compost class, April 22nd. It is at our Cape and Park outdoor classroom. It's at 6:00. We just do a basic compost class for about an hour and teach people the basics about composting. You can also get a free compost bin for attending, or you can pay $20 and get one of our deluxe bins.
Oh, I've got one of those deluxe bins.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. They're very attractive, too.
Oh, very, very attractive. Yeah. All right. So if people want more information, where do they go?
Go to gocolumbiamo.com or call me, 874-6271.
Okay, 874-6271. And you will be more than happy to fill everybody in on all the events that are going on.
Yeah, we have so much fun stuff going on. I'm really excited about the month of April.
Andrea, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. I appreciate it. Okay, we're out of time for today. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwer, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to see this or listen to it again, go to kbia.org, set up a free podcast or podcast. We will see you tomorrow. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Thanks so much for listening, and have a good morning. Bye-bye.